You are listening to Night We News from Night We Home Studios on December 17, 2011. It's Third Advent Week Edition.
Good evening. We are sorry as we didn't broadcast last week, but we are experiencing quite huge technical problems at the moment, so there are also legal updates in our advent calendar as well. However, we managed to produce this edition as the 18th day feature, and it brings not only updates on advent calendar and forum happenings, but a little something about Night New Awards, LEGO news and birthdays, as well as returning members and the news about this year's Doctor Who Christmas special. As you probably noticed, we finally have got new studio too, so the redaction of the edition and production of it is more pleasant at last. But now, let us begin with this edition. Forum. As you could see, we are in a bit delay with our advent calendar. This is due to technical problems in our headquarters which resulted into this. We are struggling to save the technical issues and correct the delay, however, until now we didn't quite succeed. We are sorry for this, but we hope you will be patient with us and keep follow our updates and participate in the forums.
Night We Awards 2011.
As every year, you can nominate your favorites for Night New Awards. You can vote in these categories: Overall Game of the Year, TV Show of the Year, Film of the Year, Nintendo Game of the Year, PlayStation Game of the Year, Xbox Game of the Year, and Doctor Who Episode of the Year. You are welcome to vote your favorites and tell us why you like them the most.
Advent Calendar.
This report about Advent Calendar features will not be complete as we are, like we said already, in delay with it. But we managed to fill up the second Advent week and are struggling to go into third one. However, here are some articles and stuff you can read and discuss, and we hope you will like them all. Day 5 brings Super Mario 3D Land review, in which Taoni describes his playing experiences and notes about what is good in the game and what is not. On the review page you can also find more of what we have written about Mario and a game trailer. Day 6 brings you the very new animated Christmas Skyland logo. The Santa's there and one snowman, both waiting for 5 more snowmen to come and bring presents with. The presents are for you dear members and visitors, and we hope you like the whole thing. Since we didn't put our podcast of Night New News online immediately, Day 7 brings it. You can hear all the news we present on our TV as a podcast as well. Podcast is always available on iTunes as well as on our podcast Podomatic page. This last version, just like one podcast of news before this one, also contains the original sound from TVKN News, so it can be even more fun and listenable. Day 8 is gaming feature, despite it's not coming up directly from Night New. You probably remember Awkward Gamer and her blog. That Awkward Gamer posted a new blog as Day 8 feature for you to bring some humor in the advent calendar. This time Awkward Gamer is trying to keep balance on Wii Fit Balance Board. Did she succeed or not? You can read in the blog titled Keeping Balance. Day 9 is the Minecraft Day in advent calendar. Minecraft Review is this day's feature. It's a bit long as it's written by me and I just can't do this kinds of things in just few words, but I hope you will like it anyway. I've tried to write about every aspect of the game, good one or annoying one, and to describe every mode, world, and difficulty stage of the game. I believe it's still interesting enough for reading, if not for anything then to compare your views with mine. Which game could hold Sports Personality of the Year? Could it be Mario, Batman, or someone else? Speaking of game characters, of course. Feature for Day 10 brings you Taoyi's spreading of thoughts about who that personality could be. Interesting article for reading, and afterwards spreading some thoughts about who among gaming characters could be your Sports Personality of the Year. Day 11 brings kind of review of the 3DS upline for the first half of 2012, in which you can find out which game we're most anticipated of and which doesn't interest us almost at all. Day 12 is Professor Layton Feature Day. In article, Taoyi leads you through the history of Professor Layton games and characters, telling us already at the very beginning that Professor Layton is doing just fine even so many years that passed. Enter into gaming TARDIS with Taoyi and travel through the Professor Layton history. Then, at the end of this block of news, we will leave the rest of the days to be filled later, and we'll just stop by day 18, which is today. Night Nuan News, the edition you are just watching is today's Advent Calendar feature again after 2 weeks. Hope you enjoy. You can also expect podcast to come out a bit later this week.
Birthdays.
Gibbon Master is the only member this month who celebrates his birthday. It was 8th December when he celebrated it. Happy birthday, Gibbon Master, from Night Nui and KN News Redaction, despite it's a bit late already for that.
LEGO.
We didn't discuss LEGO theme already for quite some time. However, now we just got some interest back in the subject as we found out there's a new thing LEGO put on the web. It's LEGO Kusu page, where you can bring your project to life by putting it there and then get votes. 10,000 votes brings the project into production stage. You can also express the wish some sets to return and then get your supporters to vote for your cause as much as you can vote for other projects. It's fun and good to see what things are people having the idea of in these crisis times. Happy wishing and supporting projects. Minecraft fans will be happy as they will see the Minecraft sets in production quite soon. Minecraft project on LEGO Kusu got those 10,000 votes, and Mahang is in the negotiations with LEGO for the production to be started. So those of you who hope to play LEGO version of Minecraft, the dreams will come true. However, the Brooks would be as it's seen from the project picture, only colored in kind of Minecraft colors. One other member of Kusu went even deeper into LEGO Minecraft and suggested LEGO Minecraft bricks would appear exactly like they were in Minecraft. Colored proper way and with all patterns of, let's say, water, soil, sand, grass, etc. to appear exactly as colored in the game. Will this suggestion go through? We don't know yet. The voting for this last idea is in progress, so you still can support it. The link you can find in the LEGO discussion forum. There on LEGO Kusu it is one more idea: bring back Bionicle. Bionicle fans, just put this voting up for all those of you who still like Bionicle and would still buy and play with some sets. Bring back Bionicle is the attempt to get some attention from LEGO and to let them know we, fans of Bionicle storyline, are still out there and we would still like for this magnificent series to continue, especially as the substitute for Bionicle line, Hero Factory, isn't too different. It's just figures which are easily put together and nothing more. However, having more difficult way of putting models together was for many of us, fans, a challenge which with Hero Factory has gone. The storyline and all the products which are accompanying the sets of toys are something magnificent as well, and that's what we would like to bring back. All the magic of Bionicle, and to continue with products where the storyline continued without the sets of toys. If you like the idea and would like the toys to return in a way, You will find the link to it where you can support it.
Returning members.
This week we have returning member, who had quite exciting times in the meantime he wasn't on the forum. Dr. Mario is the one. Getting married and getting a new job were the happy moments in his life, so congratulations to you, Dr. Mario from News Redaction 2. We are glad you returned and will be very happy if you will stay with us at least for a while now. Welcome back, Dr. Mario.
Doctor Who.
The Doctor, the Widow and the Wardrobe is the title of this year's Christmas special, what reflects on the famous series of movies Chronicles of Narnia. Will it at least a bit be similar to those movies? We shall see. Watching the trailer, there was not much to be seen, but it might be some similarity to both. Whatever, Christmas special is on the way to us and will be broadcasted on Christmas Day at 7 PM UK time on BBC One. Well, we came to the end of today's edition of news. We hope you enjoyed watching at least as much as we enjoyed it making it. We will hopefully be back soon with new happenings and news from our network. Good night from Night Ghost and Night Newer staff. You can visit us on next links. Forum, www.nightnewy.com. Homepage, www.night-nui.com. KNTV, www.youtube.com/nightnewy. Twitter, twitter.com/nightnewy. Night Newy News Twitter, twitter.com/nightnewy. Our stream channel where you can watch our occasional live broadcasts or some special editions of Night Newy News, www.ustream.tv/channel/nightghost. You can listen to our podcasts at nightnewynews.podomatic.com. Or you can visit our shop and buy some cool stuff at www.kfpress.de/nightnewy. You can find our latest podcasts on iTunes if you search for Night Newy and click on the red KN icon.
You have listened to 132nd, 3rd Advent Week edition of KNTV Series Night Newy News, presented and recorded by Night Ghost. Thank you for listening.